Welcome to episode number 33. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Nkechi Wafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding pro athlete, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans, and welcome to the next episode of the Own Your Thrive podcast. On today, I'm here with a passionate, results-driven professional and an enthusiastic performance coach. He has over 10 years of experience in leading high-performance teams in the information technology field and has trained and coached professionals on leadership, team building, and personal performance. He keeps me high-flying because he's high-flying. Put your ears together for John Ribeiro!
Can I take you with me everywhere? Because I love that introduction.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm amazing. And thank you very much for giving me some of your COVID-19 quarantine time. So since I've already brought it up, how are you doing in COVID-19?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I'm doing really, really well. Like, I'm kind of surprised. I'm not surprised per se, but I'm surprised in terms of how I'm reacting to this thing. I'm actually loving it. You know, I'm loving the time at home. I'm loving the time with family. I'm loving that I get all this extra time just to do some of the stuff I really love on a more frequent basis. So, you know, whether it's coaching, it's training, I've done tons of online training, something I've never really done before. I'm getting opportunities that I've never had before. So there's a whole bunch of good stuff that's just all kind of melding out together with this pandemic that we're going through. So
I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to someone I interviewed. I'm just saying someone because I haven't posted their interviewed yesterday, but I said, you're using this opportunity to truly be a creator and not a consumer of the experience. And that's a beautiful thing. So you brought up your family. How many are you hunkered down, and how's everyone doing?
Yeah, well, it's six with the dog. The dog counts, right?
Yes.
He's gotten a little bit lazy with COVID. I don't know if it's all the Netflix or whatever, but it's the six of us in a house together. We found harmony. As long as I'm in the basement away from everybody else, we're good. Apparently I talk really loud. I don't know why.
It's my husband that says that all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's three kids, right?
Yes.
And what ages?
20, and the girls are turning 18 in July. So they are twins, and they're wrapping up their last year of high school to go to university next year. So it's going to be interesting for them because they're not going to have the conventional proms, like all of that. COVID has shifted all of that, but they're finding new and creative ways to get together and celebrate. So yeah.
So no, they're not bored yet. And I guess they have each other.
Actually, they have been, you know, they have found this experience to be, they're actually more productive, right? Because there's no distractions. It's school, it's work, it's school, it's work, and then everything else in between. So there's no distractions from the focus of, you know, doing regular homework, attending classes online. It's been a great experience for them. And I've seen a shift in terms of how they're relating to school, which has been fantastic as well. So
that's great. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. So how have you, I know you mentioned that you're using this opportunity to create, but you know, what else have you been doing to really keep in the thrive?
You know, so I made a decision at the beginning of this thing. And actually I've been now, I think I'm into week 9 of working completely at home. The one thing I decided in week 2 that I was going to do was start giving back, right? So just whether it's through coaching, whether it's through online content, whether it's through the newest challenge I'm delivering online, 31-day step-up challenge, giving back. And I know you have the same philosophy around this. The more we give, the more we grow, the better we become as human beings. So yeah, just giving back as much as I can in any way that I can. And I know some people are out there, and I think about, and I've had some great conversations with individuals from around the world, you know, people who are sponsoring and supporting orphanages, people who are building libraries in other countries in the world. And, you know, for a second there, I thought, you know, am I doing enough? You know, am I really doing enough to contribute and give back? And the question is, it's not so much a question, but as long as you're giving back in some small way, you're giving back. And that's, you know, the contribution that you, that's within you to give. So the more you give, the more you find to give, and the more you grow from it. So yeah, the whole experience has been like, wow, just amazing. Just blowing me away.
That's great. And I can confidently say the world is loving you for it, because a lot of your content is online. And people from everywhere. You never know who's watching. I've come to learn that. So the world, the world thanks your give back, man. Yeah. The world thanks your give back. So before we started this podcast, we chatted very briefly. I actually didn't even want to get into conversation with you, because I was like, let's just get on here, fire it up. And so one of the things that you brought up was around comfort zones. Ooh, okay. Yeah. So I just want to kick off like that. For many people, we are in a very uncomfortable time. And So tell me about this technique or this strategy that you have around comfort zones.
Well, so I'm happy you brought this up. It's crazy, because I think about, you know, in preparation for this thing, all I could do is not prepare and just kind of keep a blank mind and just kind of go with it. So I'm glad that you brought up this comfort zone thing, because I learned this analogy a couple of months ago. Was it's not so much about breaking outside of your comfort zone and doing things that you're unfamiliar with and uncomfortable with, but it's more about stretching your comfort zone so you start to occupy more space. And it's really around pushing. It's kind of like a balloon. You want to push the boundaries a little bit just to see what you can do and what you're capable of delivering out to the world without having to feel like you're in a strange place and you have to become a different person. So it's more about just stretching out. And I know people can't see me on video, but I'm doing this hand gesture.
He's stretching!
So stretch your comfort zone so you can grow within it. And as long as you're pushing the boundaries of it, you're growing, right? You don't have to step out of it. You don't have to be like crazy and, you know, just doing something that you're totally uncomfortable. It's just about stretch. And it's every little stretch. Every day that we go through this pandemic, we're stretching, right? We're stretching in terms of, you know, how we keep ourselves healthy, right? Because the one thing I've heard over and over is, you know, it's so easy to get access to food and just to stuff your face all the time. So learning how to put something in place like a 16-hour fast, which is what I've been doing over this pandemic, is really, you know, watching that and fasting in between my meals, right? And that's really been helping. And just stretching just a little bit. You know, maybe it is getting up a little bit earlier. Maybe it's, you know, learning something new, picking up a new book. I'm going through a 30-day program right now that I went through 25 years ago just for the heck of it, just to try something new, right? So, you know, stretch a little bit every day, and then your comfort zone starts to stretch out and you start to be more capable of doing more things because you're slowly growing versus having to step out and do something you're totally uncomfortable with.
And I can appreciate that analogy, because as you were talking, and I was paying attention to what you were saying, but it was already bringing some thoughts to mind, like, Ink, are you stretching? And I recognize that I conceptually do that every single day. Like, my workouts are increasingly harder. I try difficult things, just something a little bit more challenging for myself every single day. I'm excited about the one I'm going to put on Wellness Wednesday tomorrow. But but I think that that's a great way for people to ingest that, right? Because a lot of times people don't try to do something that's a little bit more scary or a little bit more uncomfortable, because it has to be this big you know, just something that they haven't tried before. But I kind of like the way that you're easing people into it, because as you start to stretch, I think you become a little bit more courageous.
Yeah. And you're doing it from a place that's comfortable and a place that's known to you, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, you know, the one thing they have fear around is just doing something they've never done before. So you don't have to do something completely outrageous or crazy, but just something, you know, maybe it is just read a book, you know, read 2 or 3 pages from a book today, and then read another 5 pages tomorrow, and just kind of stretch out slowly. Like, you don't have to take giant leaps. It's not about that. It's really around taking those small steps, and every small step builds on top of the next step. And that's when, you know, you may not see it because the progression seems so slow, but what ends up happening over 6 months or even 3 weeks or 8 weeks, you know, where we are with this pandemic, if you think of where you were 8 weeks ago and where you are today, it's a completely different place, right? Mm-hmm. You're adjusting to having to go to the grocery store and line up for food, right? And I think about my mom when growing up, you know, grocery used to be an event, right? When we used to do groceries, it would happen every 2 weeks. But we, you know, prepared the car, it, like, you had a list, and it was a big trip. And that's what it is today, right? Today, it's like a big ordeal to go do groceries. I love the fact that we're not rushing anymore. Like, people will sit outside of a store, you know, outside of a grocery store. I did it with Costco the other day, where I was outside of the store for an hour and a half or an hour. Yeah, before I got in. And you know what? Everybody was kind of happy with each other, as long as we kept our social distance, right? But we were just content in being in the moment. And that's what I love about what's happening in this pandemic. If you just take a moment and you just realize what's happening, is you're just slowing down to a pace that's more normal, right? Yeah. Like, this is a pace that's more comfortable for everybody. And that's been awesome.
One of the things I've said often is, you know, this happened in the year 2020 vision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the comments that you just made, that just brought that forward again, right? Like, it's allowing us to actually stop and have some vision, look around and see things a little bit more clearly, right? Like, we actually have time now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this content that you're putting out right now. I think it's mm-hmm. very relevant for us to really get in today. And I'll tell you why I want to focus on it. You're on day 12 today. I apologize. Yeah. I have not listened to day 12, so you might have to catch me up on what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
But the last 11 days, you've put out some really good thought questions. And as I knew I was coming, when you agreed to do this interview and I saw it, I was like, you know what? I'm totally going to focus on the step-up challenge because I think it's very relevant. And I'm going to put you on the spot because some of these questions, it was very easy for you to ask us. And as much as I like to consider myself a thought a thought leader, some of those questions felt away. Like I was like, ooh, John, that I don't want you to ask me that question, you know? So why are you asking me that question? You asked yourself that question. So now I'm in the perfect position to ask you the question. Start us off. Tell us about the step up challenge.
Yeah. So this is something I decided to launch in the month of May. So this is my birthday month, right? So
What's the date?
It's on the 28th. So okay. I have to do something really special for the 28th now that I've mentioned it. But this is my birthday month. And you know, when I was younger, I used to take the whole month and celebrate, right? Like, just to have a giant party starting from the first all the way through to the 31st. So I decided to make this month my month of, you know, like I said, you know, within the theme of giving back. And one of the things that I do is coaching. So I thought it would only be, you know, it'll only be wise to give back in this way. And by asking those questions, I found, you know, it was a great way for me to give back, to really challenge people's thinking, whether it's, you know, challenging your thinking in a certain way in terms of how you operate today, but also recognizing that there are resources that you have access to that you might not necessarily be accessing today. So a couple of days ago, I forget what day it was, but I shared a list of resources of people that have been mentors and coaches to me, right? Whether through books or through courses or through online podcasts, just sharing. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that everything we need, we already have. And we don't necessarily have to go out for all these things. So the premise behind the 31-day step-up challenge was really to take people out of their heads in terms of what they're thinking and ask them the question that's going to challenge them to say, yeah, you know what? Who do I know that's been through this type of situation that could help me out, right? So, and like, I said, that's just my way of giving back, right? Like, that's just, yeah. It's things and something I do from time to time on social. So
no, it's great. And I know you're honestly, I would say on LinkedIn, you're a leader on there that puts out challenges and often challenges us in the community. So it's awesome. So to put you on the spot,
I'm almost afraid to find out. Like,
what, it's okay. I'm gonna ask you the ones. I'm gonna ask you the ones that were really like that. You hit me in the face, and I was like, "Why are you asking me that, John? Who answered that question?" So here we go. So I'm gonna ease you into it. What is something like? What are you working on accomplishing this year? And I love that question because what are you creating? What life are you creating for yourself this year?
Yeah. Well, so there's a couple of different things I'm creating, but a lot of it is in and around building a practice, a coaching practice. So that's like my big one for the year. Taking what I'm doing with the work that I'm doing in coaching and training and facilitating and just building more of a practice in and around that. So and my big one, there's other a couple of other ones. Some of it's financial, right? Having and building a real estate portfolio is another one that I'm working on. My goals this year are really around connecting with my genuine self. And I don't know if that's going to make sense to everybody, but I feel like, you know, all these years you kind of live in somebody else's, you're living up to somebody else's standards and not your own. And my whole goal this year is to really niche in and this is a tough question. I can understand why you, and this is just the first thing you said, this is the easy one. So just setting up goals to me that are meaningful, that are going to really contribute to not just this year, 2020, but also for the next 5, 10, 15 years. And that's the way I'm planning it out.
Okay. So now to someone who's listening to this, and here's the question, which is what do you want to accomplish in your life this year? What would you suggest are, you know, some of maybe the first two things that they can do in order to get to an answer?
Yeah. So one of the things I do, and it's an actual workshop that I run where we do a goal setting exercise and we use something called the wheel of life, right? And if we look at our life, there's certain key areas within our life. So it's relationships, it's finances, it's health. So ideally you want to look at your wheel of life, and within the wheel, you want to, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you sit? Are you a 10, which means you totally love your life, or are you at a 1 where you know, it's an area where you really need to improve? So you take this wheel and you start plotting out, you know, are you a 1, are you a 5, or you're a 6? And then what you're going to do is, based on where the numbers are sitting on the wheel, you want to bring up the lowest possible numbers to the high, to at least the medium of what the rest of the wheel looks like. So for example, if your health is a 7, which is awesome, but your finances are a 2, that's the area and focus where you want to put your goals into for 2020. So you can bring your financial so it matches up with your health. Because then what that does, it creates a better balance. And for
harmony,
some people,
I would say the word is harmony. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Harmony. Yeah. Harmony, balance. So it's really around bringing up the areas of your life where you don't feel like you're doing so well this year and elevating those areas. Because what you find is when you bring one thing up, everything else comes up as well. So that's where I would start in terms of where are you in your health? Where are you in your finances? Where are you in your career? Where are you in helping others? Where are you in your relationships? And depending on what you, you know, score yourself, that'll help you define. And this is where you really get focus. That's where you start to define where you should be putting your energy and effort into. Because I find a lot of people say, hey, you know, I want to go get a better job. But meanwhile, you know, things at home aren't doing so good and the relationships at home are suffering. So taking your career to a 10 when your relationships at home are a 2, they're going to have a direct impact on each other. So you want to make sure that, you know, your family life is there to support your career or vice versa, right? Like you want to make sure that there's a balance and a crossover between the two so they're in harmony. And then this way you're at your best at work and you're at your best at home. And that's where, you know, if you're going to start looking at your goals and what you want to start doing for 2020, and it's still not too late, right? Like we're only halfway into the year.
Of course it's never too late. And a year from today is a year from today still. Doesn't all have to happen in 2020. There's one thing about, you know, these are all the goals that you want to accomplish. And I truly believe that accomplishing them requires you to become a certain person that's aligned to that you which want to accomplish. So who is John working on becoming this year to hit all your goals?
For myself, what I'm working on is just becoming more confident in the space that I'm playing. And to me, you know, we all have a certain level of confidence that, you know, and you think about yourself, you know, think about anybody, the listener, as you're going through this, if you think about where you were 10 years ago or where you are today, you're definitely not the same person because you've grown, you've learned new things, you've implemented and you've executed new things, and you're a new person because of it. But when I think about this question, I think about, you know, who, if I fast forward my life 10 years from now, that person looking back, what kind of advice would I give myself and what would I need to do to become that person? And from that, there'll be sage advice. There'll be, you know, you need to be more confident. You need to, for myself this year, just be more confident in the space that I'm playing in. I need to be more cooperative. I need to, you know, build better connections and better relationships. And I need to be able to give more. And that's part of who I'm going to become this year to become the person I want to be at the end of the year. And kind of like playing it, doing reverse engineering, essentially, and thinking about listening to other sages and other great, you know, people like yourself, you know, people that are out there giving advice to all of us, and taking some of that advice that fits within me and using it in a way that's appropriate for me to help me get to my goals at the end of the year. So
now talking to somebody who maybe has never, there's a lot of people who have never actually said, you know what, my focus now is I'm going to put the outside, anything external to me, I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to focus on the internal. Mm-hmm. Don't know how to start that. You know, what would be some initial advice that you'd give them that would give them a head start into it?
Yeah. And I love this question. So the one thing, and actually this is the one thing that's been a breakthrough for me, and it's really been around meditation. And it's really been around listening to what's happening on the inside, or sometimes just kind of listening and letting go of things that aren't serving me. And I know you go through this as well. As you're going through your day, you know, take 5-10 minutes, like just slow down. And this is what this pandemic's done for us, right? It's forced us. We have no choice. We have to slow down, right? Slow down and just listen to yourself, right? Because you in yourself, there's a lot of great advice. If you were just to stop long enough, those messages would come up. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you're like, hey, I've got this great idea. If I do that, you know, I can change the world and transform it in such an amazing way. But then you do nothing with that idea, right? Somebody else takes the idea, they runs with it, and they become millionaires from it. And I'm like, man, but that's the exact same thought I had, you know, a year ago or 6 months ago. So when you listen to those things that just come up, it's the universe, you know, the way I describe it is the universe is sending you messages. And when you're quiet long enough, you can actually hear what the universe is telling you. So, you know, finding that moment of silence, that moment of just, you know, settling down and quieting your mind, that to me is a great place to start, right? Because when you start listening to that, then the guidance starts to happen. It comes from a place that's a lot more genuine, a lot more real. And it's a place that's from your heart, right? And your heart will always guide you in the right direction. So just take a moment and, you know, if there's one thing, just take time to meditate and just listen, right? Because that will change everything.
I have a daily mantra and affirmations that really does speak to that. It talks mm-hmm. about the place of stillness. And one of my good girlfriends, one of my best friends actually on the planet, she always tells me in those moments where you don't know what to do, just get still, mm-hmm. you know, and in stillness, you find your heart and then your heart then finds the answer. Yeah. Okay. So you are big on, you know, wellness, I would say, like in terms of keeping yourself just generally well. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe that wellness is a large part on how we choose to enter into our days. And I know you have, you talk about it a lot. You have a practice, share it with us. What does
that mean? Yeah. Yeah, no, I actually, and it's in one of my videos where I shared a video in terms of how I start my day and what I do in the first hour of the day. And that's, you know, there's this book written by John Barge called Before You Know It. And it's really around priming and how you set yourself up for the rest of your day. So, and to me, you know, that's been incredibly important. It's the thing that's really helped me get through some challenging and even difficult moments, right? So when you prime yourself for the day, you're doing a routine. My routine consists of having a hot lemon water with cayenne pepper and hot water. Like that's, you know, the first thing I consume in the day. And now that I've, now that I'm doing the 16-hour fast in between meals, it's the only thing I have between 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock, or 6 a.m. and 12 p.m. is when I have my first meal. So doing that, doing my meditation. And then I have, you know, something I learned from Robin Sharma years ago was the 20-20-20. So the 3-20s. So 20 minutes of learning, 20 minutes of journaling, and 20 minutes of meditation or 20 minutes of exercise. And that kind of sets the tone in terms of bringing up the energy first thing in the morning so you can take that energy and kind of blast through the rest of your day because the energy is there. You're learning. We should be learning every day. You know, if we're not learning, the expression I heard is, if you're not growing, you're dying. And learning is a way of growing. So, always learn every day. And what ends up happening too, I'm getting all excited because this is one of my favorite topics. It ends up creating new neural pathways in your brain too, right? So you're teaching your brain new things. And when you're doing that, you're teaching it to grow and expand. And we talked about, at the beginning, we talked about expanding that comfort zone. This is one of the ways to do that, right? Is to learn every day. And then you got to take care of yourself. Like, some journaling it down, capturing your thoughts. I have a collection of journals behind me where, over the last 10 years, I've collected my thoughts and I go back and I read them. I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I used to think that. And now my mindset is completely different, right? But it's nice to have that history and that record. So if I want to have a conversation with somebody, I can always share that. And it's something I can always share with my kids as well, right? And it's what we use for content for our stories and our online challenges and all that other stuff. This is the way I used to be, and today I'm like this, but it's been a journey and a process in between, and this is how I got here. So yeah, no, that's part of my morning routine, and that's what I do every day.
And I thank you for bringing up the value of journaling. I'm very blessed to have journals that from 1988, that I journaled a lot. I journaled every single day religiously, and I do it still. And you are right. It helps you. It's actually helped me to build my story because I forgot a lot of stuff. I suppressed a lot of stuff as a kid. So thank you for that. So do you have a wind down journey for your day?
Yeah, no, the wind down, the last part of my day is really around, there's a couple of questions. So in my closet, it's kind of funny because I have a walk-in closet and I have all these questions and these beliefs and all these things kind of plastered everywhere. And the one thing I do before I go to bed, and this is something I learned from Damon John, the founder of FUBU, it's, ask yourself the questions, what do you need to do tomorrow? And just kind of let your mind, because what ends up happening is when you ask those questions, your mind never turns off, right? Like your mind is constantly working. So when you ask your mind those questions, as you're sleeping, it's processing and it's thinking about what it is you need to do next. So, so I go through my list of questions every night. What do I want to do with my health? What do I want to do with my finances? What do I want to do with my business? What do I want to do in my relationships? And these are all questions that I ask myself. And it's right there. And it's the last thing I read before I go to bed. And it's the best way to fall asleep because now you're asking yourself the questions where your unconscious mind is constantly processing them.
The one thing I hear that I hope the listeners capture is how you start your day matters. How you end your day actually matters and also influences how you start your day. So is this a cycle? So thank you, John, for sharing a lot of those amazing tips. That's great. I hope people were taking notes. So this is there's so much about your step up challenge. Really, this question hit me in the face. It's a big one. Okay. So I've eased you all the way into what's holding you back, man.
What's holding me back?
From your move, let me say, what's holding you back from your biggest possible dream, maybe?
So what I realized, the only thing holding me back is me. Right. So it's my thinking, it's my beliefs. So one of the things I'm constantly working on is this belief helping me or is this belief hindering me? And if I look at a belief and if it's something that's hindering me, so it could be some thoughts even around something as simple as, do I deserve to make this much money? Mm. Right. Like talk about a limiting belief. Right. And when you have a belief like that and you want to go out and you want to make a certain amount of income, that belief will always overpower the belief of wanting to get somewhere. So I look at the belief and I say, is this helping me or hindering me? If it's hindering me, what do I need to do to change that belief? So, as I progress through, I know I need to become a different person. But in that process, what beliefs do I need to re-examine, re-look at, and attach new meaning to? So one of the things I do as an NLP practitioner is I'm constantly looking at beliefs and not necessarily, you can't rewrite history, but what you can do is reattach different meaning to certain experiences. So as long as you're doing that, and that means changing a belief about something. So if you have, the example of I have a really bad relationship and it means every other relationship after that is going to be horrible. If I don't change the belief around that, every relationship will be horrible. Or I could change it to say, that was a learning experience. And from that, I'll know that I'm looking for a different type of person and everything after that will change. So it's kind of like taking a moment in time, attaching a new meaning and a new belief around it, so you can live a bigger, better, fuller life. Because now that those things that are holding you back are no longer holding you back.
I truly believe you can't achieve beyond your belief. I mean, that's essentially what you've been lining up for us. You cannot achieve beyond your belief. I was being coached by somebody who's a Bob Proctor, I guess, student, or and when we got onto the topic of financial goals, a lot of times, you know, the first question is, how much do you make today? Because what you make today typically limits how much you think you can make. Right. Mm-hmm. And so on my vision board, I have the best way to become a billionaire is to impact a billion people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, why can't I be a billionaire? Even like, you know, and it's not even about putting it out there. Why, what happens if I don't achieve? No, it's why can't I be a billionaire?
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, at least say I have the opportunity to make $1 billion, but you know, I'm going to set my goal right now on 1% of what I think I deserve in the human population, which is 7.7 billion. So I'm going to aim for 72 million, right? Like, so, like just pick a number that at least you're going to aim high, you know?
Achieve
beyond your beliefs. So as you know, this podcast is truly all about thriving. You are a thriver. I have you on this because you are the epitome of it. You demonstrate it every single day with what you do. You demonstrate it every single day in how you continue to learn and grow. I do want to thank you before I get into some of my final questions for introducing me to Atomic Habits by James Clear. So last time I interviewed you, you mentioned it as one of your books. So, and I'm reading it and it's changing my life. Really, like I thought I was really great at habits, and I'm like, wow, I have so much room to grow in terms of really, really becoming great at habits, you know? Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
so
no problem.
With that said, who is somebody that is one of your greatest inspirations or someone that you admire who truly helps you with your thrive?
So I'm going to go to the original, my original inspiration, which is my mom, right? So unfortunately, my mom is no longer with us. We lost her a few years ago to a liver disease, but her spirit is constantly within me. And actually every once in a while, you know, when I'm going through something difficult or I need to make some sort of life decision, there's always this aroma of flowers that come up. And when that happens, I know she's with me and she's guiding me and she's giving me guidance in terms of what to do next. So she is somebody that I constantly think about as I'm going through my life. You know, the rule of thumb is if you can't share it with your mother, then don't do it.
Oh God, really? Is that the rule of thumb? I don't know about all that, but anyway.
Or you know, don't do something your mother wouldn't be proud of, right? So
yes.
And maybe that's a different way. Let me reframe that, right? But yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, she kind of, you know, from birth and all of her mothers, you know, given Mother's Day was just, you know, a few days ago, you know, mothers are our biggest influences and they really kind of put us on that path. And for the most part, you know, they teach us how to live, right? And they teach us how to walk. They teach us how to feed ourselves. They teach us how to be independent human beings, right? And, you know, if you think about your mom and all the wisdom, and, you know, yes, sometimes things happen as you go through certain phases of your life. You may not see it a certain way, the way they do, but they're always guiding, right? And they always do it from a place of love. And that's original love, right? Like that's the first person that loves you, the first person that connects with you once you're born. And it's somebody that's always going to be with you in your heart, regardless of what happens, right? So yeah, no, my, the person I'm constantly looking up to is my mom. Even though she's not here with us, she's always in my heart.
And thank you, then. Thank you, mommy, for creating John, great human. Yeah, she's very proud. Oh, I just heard it. Yeah, she's proud.
I know. Yeah, like I'm blushing now as you see me.
What's a book that helps you with your thrive?
Oh, a book.
So many. I know. I'm looking at a bookshelf behind him, and I know he's the king of books.
Oh man. One book that's helping me right now is actually, it's a book by one of the original founders of NLP. And it's called the Practice of NLP. It's NLP Introduction. It's called the NLP Introduction. So it's a book that I'm reading right now. It's a book that I'm really getting into. NLP, for those that aren't familiar with it, is neuro-linguistic programming, and it's really a way around living life, right? And there's some processes and techniques in there that help you get through unblocking and kind of tearing down some of the limiting beliefs that you have in your life. So Tony Robbins is a big practitioner of NLP, but that's the book I'm reading right now, is the NLP Introduction by, oh man, the name's escaping me right now, but it's one of the original founders of NLP. So
fabulous. You can give me the author name and I'll stick it into the show notes.
I will definitely share that with you.
What is an app on your phone that helps you with your thrive?
Oh, so an app that I'm constantly in every single day. So even as I'm building out the, preparing for my 31-day step up challenge is Evernote, right? Evernote is an app that I use on my phone. I use it on my laptop. It's a place for me to capture ideas. I can capture photos. I can capture videos and drop it all into a single source that's up in the cloud and I can access from anywhere. So Evernote is definitely one of my key apps.
That's an app. That app's been around for a while. So
yeah.
That's
cool. And it keeps getting better. And I've been using it for the last, I think it's almost been like 7 or 8 years, right?
Yeah.
And so I have 7 or 8 years of notes inside of this app. Like, it's just amazing.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out again and see how it's progressed. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
So I've been practicing. So outside of what I mentioned earlier, there's also this priming practice that I do every morning. I'll share the link with you in case you want to share it with your listeners. But it's really around putting you into a grateful and positive state and confident state every single day. It's a 20 minute practice. It's delivered by Tony Robbins, but he gets you and he puts you into a place where you start your morning from a place of immense gratitude. And it's just like, I've been doing it for the last couple of weeks and it's really changed how my day, I talked about priming already, but it's changed how I interact with people throughout my day. So I'll share that link with you and
please share with me. And I'm definitely going to check it out. I think priming is very important and my whole morning routine is around priming, but I would love to grow and see what this is all about. So happy to learn more. And you are a thriver. As I mentioned, what is one misconception that people have as they see you, John, and they thrive and online and all this and the other that people still have of you?
So, man, that's a tough question. You thought I was tough with my coaching questions? Your questions are weird. The misconception is anybody can do it, right? So it's like, oh, I can never do that. And I'm like, why do you say you could ever do that? The truth is anybody can do what we're doing today. And it's really around putting your heart in the right place and putting your energy and focus in the right place. And you could do it too. So it's really around, what's important to you. Is if giving back is one of those things, this is the way I do it. You do it your way. But anybody can do this, right? It's not limited to like superhumans. It's anybody. You just got to put the energy, the focus and the time and the effort into it.
So to make sure I understand that correctly, the misconception that everyone has is that the things that you do are not attainable by the people that are watching you do these things.
Yes, correct.
Yes, I believe that. And it's funny, in the chapter that I was reading today Atomic Habits, I love, there's a mantra that I have, don't be a zero. Don't be a zero. And so what that means, listeners, is if there's anything that John has said today that really resonates with you and you want to adopt it, all you got to do is just take one little step each day. Mm-hmm. Just don't be a zero. Don't bat zero tomorrow. Don't wake up tomorrow and do nothing with anything that you learned today. Bat 100 by just taking one thing and becoming great at that one thing that you took on. So John, I thank you. I'm actually, it's funny, this is the first time I've actually expressed this at the end of my interview. I'm emotional. I don't know what it is. There's just this interaction today really lifted my spirits and I'm grateful for you. And you are a very kind and generous human being and I've known you for a really, really long time. And, there's not a time that we haven't gone together. This is like our fourth interview, probably, interaction where, we've had some type of interaction. And I have to tell listeners, like John's the gift that keeps giving. So he had me on his podcast, which was originally called Zero to Hired. He's also written an amazing book called Zero to Hired. And now the podcast is called
Canadian Job Search Academy or Canadian Job Search Podcast.
Right. And so we did an interview, not last September, the September before. So it's 2 years ago. And just today, 2 hours before like 7:30, 5:30, I get a message on LinkedIn, random person reaching out and saying they love this interview that John and I did today. I responded back to them, you're not going to believe this. I am getting ready to interview that amazing human on my podcast this evening. So I believe the universe shows up in several ways. And the way it showed up in there is like, Inky's a fixture in your life. And so I'm grateful for you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm honored to have you in my life as well. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
So you're exciting. You're exciting to follow. Where can we find you?
Yeah, no, definitely on LinkedIn. I make sure that you have it out. But we also launched a new site a few months ago called the Canadian Job Search Academy, which is where we're putting a lot of resources, because one of the things that we also do is we help a lot of newcomers and new grads get into the workforce. So we've got a ton of free resources there, including the podcast, which I recorded with you. So I'll make sure to share that out. But Canadian Job Search Academy, or on LinkedIn under John Ribeiro, or Ribeiro John. Anyways, I'll share the link with your listeners so they can find me there. And I'm always looking to connect with new, awesome people. The only thing I'm going to ask is, if you're going to connect with me or you're going to connect with Inc, is to make sure, let us know why you're connecting with us. Because that's the one thing I love to see is, you know, I took something, I learned it. When you share it back with the people that you're growing from, that keeps us going, right? That's the fuel in the fire to keep us, you know, to do this, right? To in the middle of the night, like it's late in the evening already. And here we are, we're recording this thing. It's because of what people are getting from us, right? So let us know that you're getting value, and we'll keep giving even more value. So,
and thank you. And I'm going to put you on the spot with the last final question. Would you be open to having another interviews, but specific on hiring and jobs? Because right now we're in a period of time where a lot of people have lost their jobs, and the competition is going to be high when things start to open up, and people are going to be fighting for some of the same jobs. And I think it'd be really great to lean on your experience and help people figure out how they can enhance their, you know, their interview skills, their job searching skills, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. And actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to add something else. So one thing we have been doing is every 2 weeks we run a webinar online. So you'll have to join up to our academy, the Canadian Job Search Academy. When you sign up to our mailing list, you'll be advised of any new upcoming events. And we just ran something yesterday on how to use LinkedIn effectively. So we're constantly putting out new content out there just to share resources with people. Yesterday was really around doing profile reviews, which was really interesting. And the people that attended got a lot of value from it. So, you know, if you follow us and you sign up to our list, you'll definitely be apprised of what's happening in that space. But yeah, no, I'd definitely love to come back and do an interview as well.
That's great. I may have to have you profile, like review my profile and see what you're going to tell me. But, you know, listeners, I thank you so much for putting your two ears together for this podcast. I think you'll admit that John is pretty awesome. So John, thank you again. And to everyone that is listening, this is where your girl says, I'm out. We're out.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.